Still Chillin' is an independent podcast where lifelong friends and guests sample the best tequilas and more.
Grab your favorite drink, listen and chill with us.
Go to stillchillin.com
to see how you can help. Yo,
what's up?
What's going on?
Nothing, just chilling, chilling, chilling.
Feeling like a villain.
Man.
What's up, what's up?
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Hey, Brian, I had pregame with you, a little margarita.
Oh, man, I wish I had one of those.
Hala, yeah, with the reposado.
I just took a shot, that was it.
There you go. I was over at Brian's house this Friday, Tony. We had some añejo, cascanes, and with some fortaleza.
Ooh, añejo?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up, man?
Hey, how does that sound?
That's not bad.
Sounds good.
I just hear myself double.
I don't hear you. No, we're good.
Okay. If it makes any feel better, I hear you triple.
No, don't start
como
with that,
chingas.
Don't start with that.
Oh, shit. My guy's drunk.
Hey, I got it from the shelf, dude. I could go bring it.
Hey, you guys got to behave.
What's
He's
with
watching.
This new holiday, man? Elf, or this new celebration, Elf on the Shelf?
It's for parents. I try to get my cats to behave, but they don't listen to the elf.
They don't like elves. Can you do it with a gnome? Gnome on the deck? Gnome on the patio?
Un duende?
Gnome on the dome?
Yeah.
Gnome on the dome.
I got a gnome on the dome, but it's a Santa gnome.
I feel messed up because we're not the...
Where's your Christmas?
He brought a guest, so that's fine.
You're my guest.
I'm your elf.
Gift. Yeah, you're my elf. You guys just can't see your ears.
I just ran to Target like an hour before this. And it's, you know, it's crazy. Yeah. Like holidays at retail stores, like you go and you're trying to find like a Santa hat. You can't find it. They're already... Target has like Valentine's Day stuff on there already. So it's like, what?
If you're on time, you're late, Tony.
Oh, guess what? I had even bought this, but it broke.
What did you buy?
I had this. I was all decked out at the beginning, but this little $5 beard wasn't made to last like that. So maybe I can do a bib.
I forgot my sweater, but el siete leguas, no.
Oh, that's cute.
I gave away my sweater and I forgot. Well, we got a packed house. Brian's back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Or Gino, you want to introduce your friend to our friend?
Well, do the whole thing. What is it today? Episode 41,
huh?
41,
Christmas edition.
Still Chilling podcast.
Recording it on Christmas Day.
We already opened our gifts. Hopefully, you got something nice.
We haven't opened our gifts yet.
Well, you are naughty this year, Chino. You get no gifts but a coal.
Yeah. So, I'm Chino. I brought my friend Lily, the one we always talk about.
Damn! Don't say it in front of her.
Uh oh. Hi, thanks for having me. I have no idea what I'm going to do here, but thank you.
You're lucky, though. I think you're going to have some pretty good tequila from everything I've heard. So, conveniently, Lily's first episode comes on our most expensive bottle. I had heard she was going to come when we had the $20 bottles. But that's
Turn that man. Down real quick.
Man.
They promised me something frosty, so I'm here.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Just a disclosure, when I drink tequila, he knows I get potty mouth, so sorry. In advance.
Disclaimer.
All good.
Hey, what's Chino's excuse?
Nah. Yeah, man. Dude, the last episode, man.
How many bleeps?
Not the bleeps, but Chino poured a really big final cup.
No, we waited. We never, it was, I think, about 4 ounces.
Yeah, but that was just your last drink. Oh.
Hey, we don't count amongst friends.
Why are you counting my ounces?
But Tony, you got to introduce yourself now.
Yeah.
Tony.
Right. Well, thank you.
Super anticlimactic.
I'm brain dead.
The suspense was killing me.
You're killing me, Smiles. And then Brian, our reoccurring guest.
Yeah. What is expertise. This, my fourth episode, I think?
Fourth one, see?
I think so, but there's a secret episode that has never been released because you got too crazy.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
Yes. And I am Silos, a.k.a. Carlos.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, dude, I was like, just following your tone. You set the tone, bro.
Oh, I know. Just like,
oh, shit. But hey, dude, how about we just pop it open and get it going, no?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you want to tell me what we're having?
Yeah, Brian, what are we having?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, we're having Sieta Lewas, the special limited edition bottle that came out to celebrate their 70th anniversary. The Siete Decadas?
Yep, 70 years.
Yeah, here we go.
Siete Lewas always reminds me of Brian and his pop, so it's fitting that you're here.
Aw, thanks.
Have you guys pulled it out?
Nope.
I never pull out. Oh, wait, I should pull out.
Yes.
Yeah. Traje una modelo, era.
Ya van a empezar.
Save it for later.
What?
What?
Save it for later.
Hey, so this is like a Pringles can, right? Is that what this fancy container?
It's like a 40 ounce in there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that. It came in a paper bag.
So it's like fancy on the outside, but kind of ghetto on the inside?
Humilde, not ghetto.
They make fun of me when I walk in here with a paper bag.
Yeah.
Came with a little booklet, too. It came with instructions.
Oh, man. So what's my excuse for not having information this episode? Oh, no.
Yeah, you have the booklet in front of you. All right, so quick rundown. Brian, how much you pay for this bottle?
I think I paid like $125.
All right. Tony?
Same, $124.99. Got lucky.
And I think I paid like $110. Chino?
That's that bullshit. So when, let me tell you guys. when a special bottle comes out, do not go looking for it last minute, because I paid $170 for the bottle.
Oof.
Oh, boy.
Por pen?
The store I went to three stores. They didn't have it. The last one, I found it, and they only had two left. And they bumped up the prices. They said inflation.
They said inflation?
Yes.
I didn't pay any.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's a bad.
Must be nice.
Yeah, apparently.
Is this $750 or $700? Oh, man. This is
$700.
That's crazy. This does not look like a 700 milliliter to me, because that's a new smaller size.
It's all about the angles.
Mm-hmm.
It is about the angle.
Wait, that's a 700?
That's,
Or is that the 750?
No, they're both 700s.
Do we know how many bottles they made?
I think they made about, I think it's 80,000 bottles total, or 70. I think it was like 70,000.
70 would make sense.
So I think I heard 70, honestly.
Yeah.
Siete décadas, siete leguas.
So there's a number on the bottle, like in the bottom.
Yeah,
right
I
here.
Have mine.
What do you
have? I have 41688.
Okay. Wait, you've had your bottle for a while, haven't you, Brian?
Yeah.
Last time?
Mm-hmm.
And wait, you opened it already. Must be open.
No.
Damn, that's self-control, because that was months ago that you told us you had it.
Yep. I'm glad I didn't. Now I get to share it with you guys.
That's crazy.
You have no self-control, Tony?
Nah. I just picked this up like last week, so.
What bottle number do you guys have?
41688.
I'm 66,758.
66,000?
Yeah.
El Chamuco. What do you have, Chino?
I got 48,408.
Damn, I got the lowest. 41,576.
41. Okay, so that makes sense, because what I heard was they made around 70,000 and they sent like, it might be like the last 30,000 to the U.S. because we're all in the upper, above 40. So it's not like, so it's, you know, when I first heard, oh, they made 70,000, but then they only brought 30,000 to the U.S. So it's kind of, I guess that might be kind of rare, 30,000 bottles. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. So, but let's open this up to get the show going. We could read while we drink.
We can drink while we read, although some of us do it better while we don't.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, this is your dad's favorite tequila, right?
Yeah, one of them.
One of them. My kind of guy.
The only one that is additive free that is his favorite.
I will say Siete Leguas is one of the few brands that I remember before I knew anything about. Additive free.
Yep.
I remember Siete Leguas was a popular drink.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Silos, sorry to cut you off. We got a special guest.
Oh, what? Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
John Snow?
It's a celebration.
It's Luis and Snow.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
¿Qué pasó, Luisito?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, Brian? It's a full house. What's up, Chino? What's up, Silos?
¿Qué onda, Luis? ¿Echaste un pericazo, güey, o qué? ¿O estás muy dormido?
Hi, Luis.
Hi, Lily. Sorry
Thank
about that.
Damn, man. Cold-blooded.
Ooh, no, I said hi.
No.
And put some respect on it.
You called everybody by name, but not me.
I apologize.
Ooh. Yo sé que no ha tomado, eh?
But I apologized already.
Yeah.
I'm like super medicated right now. Well, you saw the pictures.
Yeah, he had like 5 different prescriptions.
For my back.
They look like pain meds.
Yeah.
Tip the blue ones.
Yeah, and I fucking took an edible right now.
There you go.
Shit, man.
You only got to be live for 30 minutes. Let's see if you can do it.
All right, man. Let's just kind of fall asleep.
Oh, you missed some cool stuff, Luis. We're trying our most expensive bottle. I'm gonna rewind.
Oh, did you guys see that? You see the little top has hit the leg was engraved. Oh, pero no dices nada, chino.
I'll rewind really quick. Ready, Luis? Look, check it out. So here's a bottle right here. Inside, it comes in a paper bag. I had some mixed feelings about the paper bag. It does have nice printing on there. And then you get the bottle. So, boom. And everybody's already pouring. Let's just pour. Let's pour.
Christmas bells or what?
Christmas bells.
From La 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 La.
Smells really good.
It smells real good? What does it smell like?
It better smell good.
All right, so tell you what. Why don't we let Lily, what are you smelling? Yeah. Give us what you're smelling. Just
pepper smells.
You smell anything? La
brava.
Except for Tina. He said, I'm echando un pinche pelo chino ahorita. That'd be so funny.
I smell.
That does smell good.
Strong.
Do you smell like the alcohol maybe?
I don't know if I even smell alcohol. Damn.
No, not really.
What the hell?
No, I smell alcohol. You guys are probably just used to it. Yeah.
See, I broke my sniffer and I brought out the special, special occasion cup.
Is that a yogurt jar? A
wee yogurt.
I called them out.
Yeah.
I was like, what's up with that yogurt cup, bro?
Dude, they're made out of glass and they're sturdy. It's like, these are reusable in my book.
It's not the book of Eli, but we'll take it. You got the Glencairn, Brian?
Yes, sir.
You get way more smells out of those.
Oh, it smells good.
Man, sorry, Lily. I still don't smell alcohol.
Me either.
Because you're drunk. That's why. Yeah, but it's like me. When I used to smoke a lot of cigarettes, I didn't smell it. But then everybody's like, man, you fucking stink.
It doesn't smell as strong, but I could smell the alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Silos, take it
away. Let's see what we taste. All right, señoritos and señoritas.
Man, señoritas.
I smell mint.
I do. All right, well.
Minty, a little bit minty.
Pa' arriba, pa' abajo.
Pa' abajo.
Pa' centro.
Tips.
Hey, there's a lady here.
Te la meto. It's all right, dude.
Hey, there's a young lady there. We keep our foul language to ourselves. No.
Thanks for the young.
Like it.
Oh, it's smooth.
What do you taste?
Like a smoky tequila. Like, I taste tequila.
Like a smoky tequila.
It's smooth, but it's still burnt. I mean, it's at 42%. That's why it still burns, right? So it's a higher proof than normal.
I taste alcohol too.
Yeah.
But it has like an aftertaste, right? At the end.
Yeah. At the beginning, I don't smell it. I don't smell it. I don't taste it until after. It feels hot.
Man, yeah.
Are you guys getting piloncillo?
Is that also known as?
Piloncillo is that brown sugar, dude.
Oh.
What are you getting, Brian?
That's the other one. My bad.
What is it?
I don't know what I'm getting yet. Definitely a little smoke. Has a little burn going down, but it's still smooth.
So these agaves that we're drinking are kind of like me. They're grown in the wild. They're crillos. That's what they're calling them.
Crillos.
Agave crillos. Crillos.
Crillo?
Crillo.
Isn't that what you call
like crios?
Kids?
Yeah, crios. Malcriados.
O una cría.
Crías.
Crías.
Las crías.
Las crías. Los chamacos, los morros.
Criaturas.
Las criaturas.
Mira. Ah. Crillos.
Criollos. I know. That's different.
Yeah.
Criollos.
It's criollos, yeah.
I thought it was Creole.
I know. I threw that out there. It's criollos.
Criollos.
Yeah, I never heard the term in Spanish. That's why I'm like, is that like a Creole? Like somebody from Louisiana that's mixed?
Yeah.
Hey, this will go good with some jambalaya, though.
Weenie with rice?
Yeah. Los camarones.
I'm getting mixed smells because I smell food in the house right now and this. So,
what are you guys cooking?
It's hard to differ. I don't know. The wife's cooking something.
Rice.
What's she cooking?
Some steak, I think.
Oh, Claudia. Some shout
beef,
out to Claudia.
Beef.
The steak.
I don't
want to
say a steak, but.
Hey, where's the meat? No, where's the beef?
All right. So hey, going back to this criollo definition, Chino's going to accuse me of something because he always does for some reason. I'm looking it up and I see two weird, like contradicting definitions for criollo. It says hija o descendiente de europeos. That's number one.
Negro.
And that's the second one, de raza negra.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, have you just... Why don't you just open up the booklet with the information?
Oh, okay.
Stop being so racist, bro.
Well, I looked at Google, man.
Why? You got the booklet in front of you.
Okay, Google's telling me...
Come on, help me out. We need a teacher here. Can we teach this guy?
I'll read paragraph one.
Do it in a didactic manner.
Tony, read your book. Tell him.
No, that's pretty much what it is.
Which one?
It's a Creole would be like a darker skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. But you see how she gave it to you, Tony? Not like, hey, it's just a
no,
dark
but
person.
It comes from the word in English. It means Creole. So Louisiana, it's a mixture of black and French mixture, and that's how you get the Creoles in Louisiana. The mixed light-skinned.
All right, I'll go with yours.
Brothers.
The red bones.
Red bones.
All right, so far, this is...
First impressions. Who likes it?
I do like it.
I love it, dude, because of the price tag.
I love it.
I love it. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Sweet, but it has the punch. It tastes like agave, citrus. I'm getting like a tepache with the cardamom at the end. Hello? Please come back.
Hello?
Don't leave me alone.
It's me.
Is it me you're looking for?
Where is it from? What part of Mexico? Or?
Atotonilco, El Alto, which is kind of like in between.
It tells you what rancho they got it from on that book.
I mean, Jalisco tends to have light skin.
Buenitos como yo.
Tony, you're really falling into this like Mexican stereotype that you don't pick up a book and read it and look at what it actually says.
This is funny.
Read it. It's okay. In front of you, bro. Page one.
Oh my gosh. Okay, it's telling you right here.
That's what I've been saying for the past 10 minutes.
Can't see.
He's over there trying to fight with ChatGPT and me.
Okay, so what these people mean...
Oh, what do you mean, these people?
Well, yeah.
What Siete Leguas means is agave criollo is wild agave.
Like it's not the domestic plant that they raise, something that's grown out in the wild?
It's not the kind that they put in a row and they farm it. So it's like kind of like it's on the ranch, but they're not farming it to make their regular Siete Leguas tequila.
This is grown in the wild.
And I guess it's also kind of, it's not even, forget that it's not even in the rows. It's like on hillsides, on slopes,
yep.
Which is not that good for agave usually, because when it's on a slope, you know, the rain just washes the dirt away. You know, it's not good for growing things. So these agaves don't grow very big compared to the other ones. So these are like small agaves, and that's like a big deal, I guess, because usually they wait till they're really big. These agaves criollos, they still waited like 9 or 10 years before they used them. So they were growing for a long time, which 9 or 10 years, that's more than normal, actually. And they're smaller. What it means is they're sweeter.
Hence the name, it does taste... special edition.
Yeah.
Because you read the book.
Yeah.
No, because I have reading comprehension.
Oh.
He just called you dumb, like in the smartest way.
Don't worry, I'm going to edit this out.
No, since they're rare, it makes them a special edition because they don't grow just anywhere.
Suddenly on the podcast, it's going to say, Chino is rare. He's a special edition.
No, he's a Creole, the darker one.
Oh, Criollo.
Hey, your ability to comprehend is, like you said in the last episode, rustic at best.
So this is pretty good as it sits around in my cup because it's still... Obviously, it's still strong because of the higher.
You guys ready for the ice?
Yeah, let's do it on ice.
Wait, I don't know if the edible's kicking in, but I see like a little fucking duende next to Carlos. Is that a real one?
No, oh. Bro, what are you talking about?
You're seeing shit. I don't see anything.
I usually see duendes. Oh, goddamn.
What?
Did you have mushrooms?
That's a scarf, please.
Or edibles.
Is that a duende, güey? No, güey. En serio, no ten mamones, güey. Is that for real?
No, güey.
No, he doesn't have shit. He's wearing a scarf.
Oh, shit. Well, that's a nice scarf, buddy.
With lights.
Oh, yeah, I do see that. Ah, güey. No chinguen, cabrones.
Where's the duende?
They're fucking kicking in.
Hey. This is good.
Shit. Yeah.
The more I drink it, the better it tastes.
Can't wait to go back.
It was worth every dollar up to 110.
No, what?
Oh. Carlos paid 110, the rest of us paid 125, and Chino paid like 170.
What the hell? What who's joining?
What? What was that?
This is a special Christmas episode.
This is like
episode.
The Royal Rumble of fucking...
Hey, you gotta turn on your video though, Freddy.
What? Oh, man, sending out the link.
There you go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
see you guys.
Rumble.
It's a Christmas episode.
It's a Christmas episode. I didn't bring my Christmas stuff. Oh, but look.
Hey, who is this guy?
Damn, bro.
Christmas spirit right here.
No wonder that light bill salió cara.
You even got the Virgin lit up.
Oh, yep. Man. That's a new tradition right there. I've actually never seen somebody do that.
That's the Zacatecas style.
This is the most people we've had on episode.
Hell yeah.
Most people.
Hey, so much for live, Tony.
Oh, well, this is close enough.
Hey, little man.
Hola, hola.
Tony, why you gotta be racist all the time?
Oh, wait, I say hola.
Only because the kid is Mexican doesn't mean hola.
Oh, shoot.
Hello.
Hey. How do you know he's not a no sabo?
Oh,
yeah. I don't know, dude. I saw the Chompiras shirt. So
hell yeah, Chompiras.
The stripes.
I don't want to name my kid Chompiras.
Chompiras.
All right, I'm going to the ice, guys, because it's too good.
It smells pretty.
Hey, Brian, you're getting blurry on me.
Hey, Lily, smell it on ice.
That's just
I think
the
it smells
tequila, man.
Sweeter.
Ooh, that's good.
It does smell sweeter.
And it's probably going to taste pretty sweet because the alcohol is going to
go down. Yo,
why don't you have a video on?
He's too good looking, that's what.
That's why I'm the Jon Snow.
Hey, we're never going to send a chance if he gets on video.
Yeah.
Well, cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Salud. Right. Salucito.
Hey, Luis, what are you drinking? Nothing.
Yeah, no, I'm drinking a lot of water, man.
That's good.
Tastes stronger with ice.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you
think so?
For me, it does.
Yeah, you're right. Actually,
but it doesn't burn as much.
No, it doesn't burn. It just tastes stronger.
That's a good thing about these higher proofs, that you don't lose the alcohol when you put it on ice. To me, that's a good thing.
Hey, Cedos, where'd you get that cup?
Stillchilling.com. Check the link below.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luis, where were we on that one? We didn't give you enough of a heads up.
Hey, guys. We owe Brian a fucking cup. I told you guys, send him a cup for the fourth time.
I thought you said you were going to send a Silos.
Well, all right.
Oh.
Photoshop
it in.
Right here.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, we'll send
you. Just hold it still.
We'll get you one.
Hey, Freddy, you got one. Where you at? Where's it at?
What about Lily? Does Lily have one?
Oh, I do have one. I just saw.
Uh-huh. Wait, that's her own cup right there?
That's her own cup?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
You guys just ruined the Christmas grift.
Is that what that tag was?
Sorry, Lily. Now you know your gifts have to change it.
Chino said something about like a one all-in-one Christmas birthday gift.
Birthday.
A big bonanza.
No, he told me the bottle was mine.
there you go.
Okay, so this is actually good practice because eventually we will get around to doing these live. I keep talking about it, but then I run into like tech issues.
So, hold on, Tony, let me cut you off. So, Lily, I don't know if you've been listening to the episodes.
But, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Tony's been having problems with his laptop, right? Because he started watching midget porn. No.
Santa stuff. Holiday.
Santa stuff.
So his laptop crashed because Silo sent him a link and then he opened it right away.
Oh.
My wife's gonna listen to this episode. She's like, "What? What have I been missing upstairs? What the hell are you guys doing?" Actually, today I shared an episode with her. And she's like, "What? 40 episodes?" She was surprised that we're at 40. I think she's heard like... She says she doesn't want to listen because she'll want to drink. And she can't drink for a while.
Do our episodes make you want to drink?
No, they're interesting. They're actually interesting. And they're funny. Some are funny. Although at the beginning, I think I was one of the ones that just said, little background for us that don't know tequila or you guys or how you guys know each other.
Well, now that she brought it up...
Oh, yeah.
Actually, have you guys seen the back of the container? So this was slowly cooked in a small stone oven for 3 days.
No me digas.
No, I just told you.
So, take it back.
So this is why Lily gets a lot of that smoky flavor. Say, right? Does that make a sense?
It could have made a sense. If you guys want to learn things. So Siete Leguas is the little one that he had. So Chino had the blue label one.
It's not a little one, dude.
Hey, what do you know? We don't, Tony.
That one they do Tahona Crush. And I think, hey, is it roller mill? What's the other half of that one, dude? That one, they blend two different ones, I think, for the regular one.
The Tahona is the wheel they used to crush. Como un giant mocajete. and they put all the agave in it and they just crush it.
And this one's still drawn by a horse. So a horse moves the wheel super slow to crush this stuff.
Yeah, so the roller mill and the tahona.
That's for the regular.
Yeah, that's what you meant.
Yeah.
I think they're all tahona crush, right? No?
No, I actually went to tequila this summer, and the tequilera that I went to said that they used to, but they don't have horses anymore. Like, yep. They do it faster, I guess.
But Siete Leguas still uses a horse for this one. I think they have two mules that pull the wheel around.
Yeah.
Does that change the taste a lot? Or?
No, I don't think so.
I think it's just a tradition thing because they used to do it with a horse. They might be the last tequila company to use this, but I've seen some like mezcal. They still use a tahona with a wheel, like with a horse.
So, Lily, do you know where the name Siete Leguas came from?
No.
Isn't that a Pancho Villa's horse, right?
Yes. So they named it after his horse, but then I started wondering, what kind of a name is that for a horse, right? Like, why did Pancho Villa call it Siete Leguas?
7 leagues under the sea, or what?
Mm-mm. So a legua is around 3 miles, something like that. Like, that's it's a unit of measurement, right? It's around 3 miles. That's one legua.
Underwater.
So he traveled 7 of those.
So he named his horse Siete Leguas because he was, like, injured in a battle or something. And the horse, like, rode him, like, 20 miles to safety.
So 21... It would be 21 for Siete Leguas.
And that's why he named the horse Siete Leguas, which I never knew that ever. I was like, what the hell? Where does that name come from?
So
interesting.
He had a name before and he renamed them.
Yes. Yeah. I don't even know. Maybe he didn't have a name before, but he definitely called it Siete Leguas. That's where he got his...
Because he was putting in the miles?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Did we get any more flavors when it was on ice? I might have to pour more because...
I didn't like it on ice.
Yeah, I prefer neat.
Yeah. You get more flavor neat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It tastes too watered down.
I get 3 flavors when it's neat. Agave, cooked, pepper, and sweetness. That's the way I like it. I think
little
that's what I'm liking.
Mintiness, like you said earlier. Yeah. A little burn. Not like a pepper burn, like a mint burn.
And you guys are very detailed. I taste tequila.
Tequila. Let me see.
Pero solo con tequila, you guys are very detailed, right? See, somebody got it.
Ex-nay on the Upitz day.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Federico, what's the outside of your house look like? You got a bunch of lights inside.
Like shit.
Because I have no lights.
Just kidding.
Wait.
That's not nice, Brian. This is a Christmas special.
Santa dropped off coal to his house.
He's going outside.
Ah, that's the homie since 6th grade.
Actually, you know what? I think I met Brian through Freddy because of the Rumble pack. I got this friend who has a Rumble backpack.
What?
What is that? I thought you were talking about the Nintendo Rumble pack.
No, they had the original, the backpack. Yeah, that's the Rumble pack on the controller, but the original before that,
I remember that,
was a backpack that was rumbling.
Mm-hmm. I'm crossing my fingers that Freddy's going to go outside and I have this dope video of his house with lights, and that could be the thumbnail on our video one day. I think. Oh, hold on.
Oh, look at that.
Nice. I like it. Why haven't you invited me over?
Look, and then I got the big old Santa.
Oh man,
the big old Santa right
here. Where?
Wow. Hey, wait, me robaste, wey. Let me. I have to go check my front lawn.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm at my mom's. This ain't my house.
Oh.
Ah, fuck. Yeah. I don't do nothing festivitive for Christmas.
So I'll give her the credit.
Festivities for the rest of us.
Yeah. I was going to say something else. But... I'm going to head out because this kid is not letting me do anything.
Chompiras.
Hey, tell your family I said Merry Christmas.
I will. I'll do that right now.
Right. Hey, thanks for hopping on. That was awesome. You added some real life Christmas to that.
Bye. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Later. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Deuces. Merry Christmas.
Man, now I got to start calling people to hop on.
Hey, that was a good one, though. You hit him up, huh, Silos?
I think that was Skippy.
That was me.
Fucking Skips.
Oh, nice.
I thought it would be funny, because you guys, we're doing the Christmas special, so I figured, hey, you know, Freddie might want to join us. I send them an email.
It was good.
We have a special guest. We have Lily.
Who almost didn't make it.
Yeah.
She's always running late.
Yeah, I thought she was going to flake out, to tell you the truth.
I almost did.
Oh, they. Dang.
I had a seminar today. We had a seminar.
Yeah.
We're going back to neat because I'm ready for neat part two.
Oh, I poured more.
Oh, I did too. I'll defend it on ice. One thing I like about it, I mean, it's because of the higher proof. I like the higher proof stuff because on ice, it's still kind of, you still have some burn, which is cool.
How much higher is this? Just 2% though.
It's only 2, I know. I'm disappointed that it's only 2.
But I still think that as any other special water you drink a neat, you maybe add a drop of water because it does allows for the flavor to really develop.
I might go back to that technique, but I guess we should try it at neat a third time, right?
Yeah, OG. Bring it back.
Can you guys explain what neat means? Or when you guys refer to drinking it neat, what is it? Is it just like plain or...?
We dust it off, we wipe it down, make sure it's nice and neat.
A clean glass. That's step number one.
So just straight out of the bottle, no ice. So it's just fancy for no ice.
I used to call it drinking it straight, but ever since the show, they say, no, that's called drinking it neat.
Neat. Because straight, you can have it on ice.
What?
Yeah. So straight just means just the liqueur, whatever the liquor is, the spirit.
Uh-huh. Without a chaser.
Yeah.
No mixer.
Neat is without ice and just this, right?
Yeah. No mixer.
Exactly. See?
So that's what neat is. Neat is just in a clean glass, hopefully.
The way these special bottles are intended to be enjoyed.
Room temperature.
Hey, yo, Skips. What do you think about Tony's cups? Are those neat?
This gut.
I don't know.
What do you think about Tony's gut?
This one has been in the dishwasher, trust me. He say that because the first couple episodes, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I had left one on my desk.
Sucio.
No, pero I think alcohol is kind of a disinfectant, right? So technically, if I had this and I left it on my desk next week.
I think it's safe.
Yeah. Couldn't I have it again?
No.
It is. Why not? No. I could do that test.
So you guys want to go back to neat?
Yeah, let's pour it. Oh, man.
I've already been there.
I haven't finished.
Let her finish it. She drinks like a normal person, you know?
This is one of the best tequilas I've smelled straight.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying the neat in this.
Okay, so here's the cool thing, Lily, that you might notice.
Okay.
So if you're going neat after having it on ice, you should get more flavors. You'll notice
the sweetness will pop out for sure,
especially because it's your third drink, so the alcohol is not going to burn as much.
No, there's still a little burning, but yes, I do taste other flavors
for sure.
I got you, Silos.
I just started doing this thing where this is what real taste like testers are supposed to do. Take a little bit, they swirl it around and they don't drink it, so I'm gonna try it right now.
So like Listerine.
I like the music. Why did it stop?
I would try it if I was you.
Because copyrights, dude.
Yeah.
So, swirl it in your mouth and see if you taste it different.
My tongue went numb.
But you know, he says that like some of these alcohols kind of numb out your mouth. The stronger ones. Like the thing you said, like it feels like you're at the dentist or something.
Yeah, I feel like it would numb my lips.
Yeah.
Look at that bad boy. Leggy.
Yeah.
You see that? That's the legs, basically. Just.
It is a little
oily. I never
oily.
Even noticed that.
Unctuous.
We try showing it on the videos, but it's kind of difficult.
So it's kind of like, you know, it looks like oil a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And so this one is going to have more of it than others. You know why? Because I don't think this is too common. But so when they make tequila, it's two major steps. One is, so they bake it, they crush it, because then it gets soft and then you can crush it. So the first step is fermentation, right? That's just where they put it in the tank and... Carlos, what happens there? It sits there and it gets old, creates alcohol.
Ferments.
It kind of creates beer. Let's just put it that way. Let's simplify it. So fermentation, it kind of creates like a beer. And then what they do is
a chemical reaction.
They boil it and then that steam has a bunch of alcohol in it. The steam does. Has some of the flavors from the stuff. It kind of like, it condenses, it kind of in a pipe and it falls into another container. That's distillation. When they boil it and they take the steam and then the steam turns into liquid. So this tequila is one of the only ones that I've heard of where when they distill it, Carlos, it still has fibers in it. They usually ferment with the fibers sometimes. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah,
it says it on the can.
It's on there. See, I didn't even read it.
Yeah.
Wild yeast in the open tanks with agave fibers.
But that's fermenting. distilling,
the fermenting.
Yes, but distilling, I have never heard of one where they take the liquid and all the you know.
It does say it on the can too.
What? Where?
Yeah.
Double distilled in small copper stills with agave fibers.
All right, so basically nobody needs me. Just read the bottle, you know.
No. Boom. I'm glad you pointed that out. I didn't notice that.
Hey,
I didn't know that.
Look at that. There's a reason why they gave you a whole fucking...
Hey, but that's the problem with this show. I don't open these. I don't taste them until the show
hey,
happens.
Hey, that's not the problem with the show. That's the problem with you.
The problem is that Tony hasn't done any of the videos, so... Cito was holding up the actual little poster that came in the container.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can't see it, but you can hear it now.
I do need to get back to those videos. Let me see. What episode did I stop at? I think...
They just hooked me up and knock off a couple pounds because it's Christmas.
You guys don't put it on YouTube anymore?
No, I was doing it, but then when my computer crashed...
Here I am combing my hair.
Oh, I remember. So it was midget porn and nugget porn. That he was
nugget porn. What's that?
I don't even know what that is.
McDonald's?
Ask Tony. Just ask Tony.
Brian, yeah. Check it out. You'll be amused.
I like McDonald's nuggets. They're good.
You're going to love these nuggets. Check it out.
I'm trying to see what my last episode was that we put. Oh, man. I have a lot of work to do.
I was actually looking up the episodes today, and I noticed
26 was the last one.
So I have a question, actually. Yeah. So Lily, you're one of our listeners. Do you have any questions for us on tequila or?
Yeah, what's nugget porn?
Luis, you got to start a podcast. That's a sign.
I really make it to this one, dude.
Hey, I do have a question for the group. Serious question. All bullshit aside. Die Hard. Christmas movie or not?
Hell yeah!
Yeah, it is.
Kaye, motherfuckers.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers.
Is that a resounding yes?
I've been asked this question many times, and is definitely a Christmas movie.
Oh, okay. So then, follow-up question. All right, Tony, is Christmas movie or not?
Which one? Die Hard?
Yeah, Die Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What about you, Lily?
It passes.
All right. Lily?
It's been a while since I've seen this, so I don't remember.
Chino.
I just remember Bruce Willis.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he doesn't even remember himself.
You beat me to it.
Too early? Cold.
You beat me to it. I was going to say that. I was really going to say that.
Hey, great minds. What about you, Chino? Yeah, your name.
Oh, definitely. Christmas.
All right. And Skippy?
Yeah.
All right, me too. Yeah, so a follow-up question. Favorite Christmas movie?
Brady Bunch Christmas.
In Hawaii?
No, the Christmas one.
Were they in Hawaii?
No, they were.
Oh, were they in the mines?
No. It was the Christmas one where, like, they came with the grandkids already.
Yeah, they were. They got somebody got stuck in the mines or something?
Something like that.
Okay, so Brady Bunch Christmas. All right, Brian, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
I mean, since you guys said it officially is, it's Die Hard then. I could watch that movie anytime.
Okay. Lily? Favorite Christmas
movie? You know, I stopped watching Christmas movies because I remember Holy Night, Deadly Night.
Oh, that's a good ass movie.
Santa slashed all kinds of people.
Yeah.
So ever since then, I'm a little skeptic about watching Christmas.
What about you, Tony?
I'm definitely not too much into Christmas movies.
What?
So it's either like... Because of that, all I remember is really old ones, like Gremlins was a technically...
Oh, that was a good...
Yeah.
And Nightmare Before Christmas. I mean...
Hey, we saw that one at the movie theater. That was cool.
So those two, for me, Gremlins, like, wait till they remake that and just destroy it. Just show everybody the original.
Real quick, second place, Bad Santa. I love Bad Santa.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
All right. Chino?
I know it's corny, but A Christmas Story.
Oh, that
a
is
Christmas.
Good.
That was cool. Part two was cool.
I always watch it.
Do you guys have? All right, let me ask you a question. Have you guys watched Santa Claus, the Spanish one, 1959, cuando sale Chamuco, and he's trying to sabotage Christmas?
No.
You guys remember that one?
I think I've seen that.
You remember that?
Never seen it.
It's like one of those channel Canal 34, dude, as a kid.
No, Santa Claus versus the... All right, look it. Let me share my screen.
All right,
Carlos.
Got full access,
Silos. What the fuck?
That's cool.
First the devil.
Hey, that looks like one of the memes that fucking Skips will be making.
Yeah.
Hey, Luis, look up this photo and stick some faces on there.
Never seen it? You never seen this famous?
Hey, now look up Santa Claus.
I know that one.
You've never seen this one?
I've seen memes, but not the actual.
I remember that.
Check it out.
Is this a Perez tradition on Christmas or what?
You know it. Look at those horns.
That's some good makeup, though.
Damn, that is pretty dope.
Well, anyways, Home Alone.
Oh, yeah, that's a Christmas movie.
Which one?
One, come on.
Part one's the best.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I like a Christmas Story because it does kind of remind us of our childhood because they're just out and about.
Yeah, that's in third place for me.
You poke your eye out, Chino.
Since it's Christmas, what's your favorite Christmas carol? Or Christmas song?
I don't know. I'm going to say Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Oh, no, you know what? Jimmy Eat World. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
By Wham?
I like the Jimmy Eat World cover better, but you know.
Sorry, Lily.
Wham is the OG and the Jimmy Eat World cover. I like the riffs on the guitar.
What about you, Brian?
Weezer has a good Christmas song. I love that Christmas song. Which one? To find the name, though. Sorry.
Not Africa?
No. Not the Toto cover.
I would expect that from Tony, dude. Not you, Silos.
Oh, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. No, what's the Feliz Navidad.
That's what I was thinking,
Prospero
dude.
Prospero año y feliz
vida. You know which is mine?
I want to wish you a
El
Merry
burrito
Christmas.
Sabanero va camino a Belén.
What's the name of the song that sounds like Burrito Sabanero? There's the song that sounds like Burrito Sabanero. That's No, there's like a new song and it has like that same beat. You guys like Cri Cri?
Old school.
So you have the longest episode ever to edit.
I know. You know how long this is going to take me to edit this? How about we split it into two? So it'll be a Christmas special and New Year's special continuation, right? Like,
I actually don't really mind it. Why not? Like, we'll keep that way. That way we can end the episode like in the middle of nowhere. That sounds good to me.
All right, boys and girls.
All right, guys.
Peace.
Peace. Hey,
drink responsibly.
Hey, and really, Merry Christmas to you all and Happy New Year.
If you like what you just heard, share links to our show with your friends. To help us get the word out, go to stillchillin.com to see how you can make more episodes possible. Thank you for listening.